Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back. I'm stupid. In case you did miss the first hour of the show, I'm stupid.
All right.
I looked forward yesterday to the Eagles coordinators speaking because I thought they could shed some light on a disappointing loss.
Right. Mm.
This was dumb.
Yeah.
They shed no light.
I listened to the whole thing.
Did they shed light?
I felt like it was time I'm never going to get back.
Well, the thing is, Ruben Frank at NBC Sports Philadelphia, he covers that.
Yes.
He deals with that all the time. So we got people who say nothing, or in the case of Doc Rivers, somebody who said something that everyone knew was a lie.
Right.
Let's bring on a great media veteran from NBC Sports Philadelphia, also works here at WIP, the great Ruben Frank. Hi, Rube.
Hey, guys.
Rube, let's just start with the Ben Simmons situation. What's your take on what's going down right now with Ben?
I completely support Ben Simmons and everything he stands for. No, you know, I was like the last like person supporting Ben, like going into the playoffs. I was just like, there's something there. I mean, this guy's got so much ability. But, you know, obviously the playoffs this year really – I mean, and gosh, the sense of entitlement, and it's not just him. It's, you know, a couple other athletes have come to mind from Philadelphia, but I just don't ever want to see him again. I mean, this is a guy that makes $30 million a year, and he's the one that's got a problem. I mean, I just like, what exactly is going on here? I don't know how we got to this point where a guy making that much money who's been coddled every step of the way. You know, gosh, if I see one more video of him in the gym hitting like 25 footers, you know, I'm going to throw up. I mean, I'm just so sick of all of it.
I'm with you,
Rube. It's a shame because it's such a waste of talent.
He's bringing a lot of people down with him. Yesterday, Doc Rivers had to go on national TV and blatantly lie about what he said about whether Ben Simmons could ever win a championship as a point guard. How often do you encounter in your daily work as a media person, people lying to you? Is it common?
Well, it happens a lot when I'm on with you. I mean, you know, to start with.
No, I'm really curious.
Yeah, I mean, it is. And, you know, I mean, sometimes I guess coaches have to do it to protect players. But, yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious when they're doing it. It's just part of the business, and that's never going to change.
Right. I'm with you. How do you think this comes out? Do you think Ben eventually does have to go, or do you think can he ever come back? You just said you don't want to see him anymore. Can you see him walking back out on the court in a Sixer jersey?
Can't see it. I can't see that happening.
And you can't either, right, Billy?
No. Team again.
Billy can't either, Rube. Billy, you do not see that as a logical possibility.
No.
All right, then we'll see how it plays out. All right, let's get the Eagles at Dallas because this is
he
a big game.
He quit on the team. When a guy quits on the team, how is he going to come back?
Exactly. All right, let's get to this is Dallas week. I officially announced this is now officially Dallas week.
Got it.
I got to – what do you think – let's go back to what happened in the second game against the Niners. What happened to Nick Sirianni and his play calling?
Yeah, it was disappointing, and you know, coming out of Atlanta, I thought he was better than that. I thought he was beyond that kind of thing. It was his second game ever as a head coach and as a play caller, and especially in that one series down at the goal line after the Quez Watkins big play, it was just bad play calling. It was just I don't know what was going on. It was like last year again. It was like he was channeling Doug, It was weird. It was disappointing. It's two games, and he had one really good one and one really bad one, so it's too early to draw any conclusions, but it was definitely not an encouraging day for Nick.
Hey, Rube, did it help you at all that right after the game and again the next day, the coach, Sirianni, came out and said, I blew it, the play calls were bad, et cetera, et cetera. Does that help? Does that ease the pain at all for you or the fans?
Well, I wouldn't say it eases the pain. I think it's important that if you're asking players to be accountable, that you're accountable as well. That's how they're going to respect you. And if you do that, you don't lose the team. But I'd rather have a guy call plays better than be up there apologizing for it. He's been an NFL coach for a long time, and he shouldn't have a game like that. I mean, yeah, you like to see a guy accountable, but it never should have come to that.
How much blame can I assign to the offensive coordinator who yesterday, Shane Steichen, offered really nothing that even came close to an explanation for a stat you revealed, Rube, last 37 minutes of the game, no completions to a wide receiver? We still don't really have an idea on how that happened, do we?
That was one of Shane's better press conferences.
Help me here. I mean, how does that happen?
Yeah, I think it was just a combination of I think there's got to be self-scouting during the game. Somebody upstairs has got to be telling Nick and Shane in their ear, look, we haven't gotten the ball to Devontae or Rager or Quez since the middle of the second quarter. And to his credit, you know, Nick did admit, on Monday that we should have done that. We should have done a better job of that. At some point, we have to focus on not just what the play call is, but let's get the ball in the hands of our playmakers. Everything we saw Sunday went against everything that they've said, you know, all preseason, which is we want the ball in the hands of our best players. And they just didn't do that. So that was really disappointing. At some point, you got to realize what's happening and stop that trend. And there's got to be somebody to, you know, emphasize that during the game so Nick's aware of what's happening. But it's everybody's fault. It was Jalen's fault. It was the receiver's fault. It was Nick's fault. No, it was definitely a team effort.
You're at every practice. You're there all the time, Rube. Is Quez Watkins better than Jalen Rager?
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
All right, so why is Rager getting five targets for minimal yardage and Quez gets two targets for 117 yards? Explain that.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, we'll see how it plays out. I think Quez is, I mean, he's been doing this all summer. I mean, he was doing it at the end of last year. You could see he's just better. He just is. It's a great question. And I think that'll even out as the year. I think Rager is okay. I think he's going to be okay. He did catch six passes in the first game. He had a nice touchdown. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out. But I don't think Quez is going to be a huge volume reception guy. He'll be the big play guy. I think Rager will probably end up with more receptions, maybe fewer yards. But, I mean, the reality is they got to get all three of those guys going. They need all three of those for this offense to work and the tight ends.
How you feeling about Jalen Hurts right now?
Well, it's six starts. And he's had some really good ones in there. And I think if he got some help Sunday, like if Rager gets his feet in bounds, which he's got to be able to do on that one play, then – everything's different Sunday. Certainly the whole thing is different. It's too early to draw any conclusions. He was great in Atlanta. He was not so good Sunday. There's some tendencies that are, you know, disturbing, not using the middle of the field and, maybe not making the plays later in games that he's making early in games. But he's, certainly still bullish on him. And I like a lot of things I see. He's just got to be more consistent. And, you know, that it's two games out of 17, and there's a long way to go. But I still think he's a good player, and, you know, we'll see how good over the next, you know, period of time.
Do you miss Carson Wentz? See, I don't ask questions to be laughed at, right? But, the guy, they're counting on him in Indy, and there's a lot of drama. I'm just wondering, as a guy who covered him for 5 years here, do you miss him at all, Rube?
I mean, I got along okay with him. Yeah. I can't say I miss him. No. No, I don't miss him. It's funny how, you know, drama just kind of follows certain people around, and wherever they go, the drama follows. But it's never the player. It's always just happened to, you know, be him.
Yep.
You know what's funny is that, like, it's almost like it never happened here. Like, you never hear, like Jalen never, and I don't think Jalen disliked Carson, but he'll never be like, you know, Carson told me that, you know, blah, 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 I got to learn how to do it. Like, you never hear his name. Like, nobody ever mentions him. It's like it never happened.
He never left an implant. Last thing, Rube, I know it's early. It's still a few days away. Which way are you leaning Monday night? What are you feeling?
It is early. I haven't made my pick yet.
Okay.
I know Ray D always, like, he always, you know, it's too early for, I haven't made my pick yet.
Yeah.
So, it's a tough game, you know, down there. I mean, their defense is awful. I mean, Dallas's defense is terrible. I mean, they've given up like 800 passing yards. If the passing game can't get going Monday, then it's kind of a cause for alarm, because this is a team that's given up 5 touchdown passes. I mean, they did face Brady, but they've given up, you know, they haven't stopped anybody. So, you know, I think I haven't made my pick yet, but it's...
No problem. You don't have to make it now, Rube.
It's a game they should win. I mean, yes, they should win this game. They're better defensively. They're way better defensively. And, you know, I think they got a chance to do some things offensively. I'll go Eagles.
We weren't talking you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard the entire thought process of the great Ruben Freck.
We got it on tape.
Rube, we love you, man. Don't back off on this tomorrow the way Doc did. See you later, Rube.
I will. Okay.
Ruben Freck.
That was pretty funny.
Cool, Al. I've never heard a guy actually make their decision live on the
that
show.
That was so definitive,
right?
Too.
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't definitive, but it was the right answer, yeah. So I'll take it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.